It's one of my favorite times of the week. It's a Thursday. We wrap crunch time with...
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Sound effects only. Is that going to be on our greatest hits when we go on tour?
Yep.
It's the only new song I'm going to play.
We just penned that during the break. It's well done. That's well done.
Okay. It's kind of gone under the radar, but Kevin Durant, the former Texas Longhorn and Seattle Supersonic, has signed with the Golden State Warriors.
You lie.
Okay. Today he was officially announced signing a two-year, $26.5 million deal with a player option after year one. But what are the Warriors to do next season when Steph Curry will be a UFA and Durant is likely to opt out of his contract? A, if the Warriors win a title, Durant and Curry would come back for less than the league minimum to keep on winning. B, title or no, Durant will leave Golden State after one season to go somewhere else for big money and possibly reunite with Russell Westbrook. C, more cap room means nothing to guys getting hundreds of millions from their sponsorship deals. More cap space means guy like Timofey Mozgov get paid more than they're really worth.
Well, we know these guys get paid more than they're worth. They're basketball players. But if they win... with Curry now would have two, Durant one. They're both still be 27, 28. I think they would see where this is headed and a real chance to cement themselves as multiple title winners. I'm going A. They will keep on keeping on.
D. Wade left Miami for his hometown Chicago Bulls late last night, seemingly because Pat Riley never contacted Wade about returning. This comes after the Heat re-signed center Hassan Whiteside looking to retool for next season. A, any angry Heat fan should point his or her anger towards Riley, who doesn't call their franchise best player during free agency. B, Wade saw the backlash that Durant got. He should have thought to come back to Miami to avoid being placed in the same category as Durant as a flake who leaves. C, Riley thought that re-signing Wade at $20 million a year for a guy who only scored 19 and shot 16% from three last year might have been too much.
I think that you could read everything into this. Riley is notorious for just cutting guys off. We've heard stories about him riding up in elevators after a playoff series with some guys whose contracts were coming up and not even making eye contact. This is C. He did not want Wade. Wade is gone.
Okay, sounds scary. Taking a look at the AL East, the Orioles, Red Sox, and Blue Jays are all within three games of each other. Baltimore has been in first for over 70 games this season, and they haven't fallen farther behind than second place, despite having a smaller run differential than the Jays and Red Sox, but putting up over five runs a game on average. While the race for the best record is heating up, there might not be a tighter race for a division title after the All-Star break. A. Baltimore will be the East's top team, having to rely on good old-fashioned scoring more than their starters allow. They have an ERA of 5.14. B, the Blue Jays will be the top team in the East. The trades that they put them at the top of these last year can propel them to repeat again this year. C, the Red Sox paid a lot of money for David Price, Craig Kimbrell, and technically Pablo Sandoval to try and win the East, and that money will pay off in at least an AL East title.
I'm not enamored with their bullpen. I'm not crazy about a staff who currently is being led by a knuckleballer, especially as you get into the second half of the season. You mentioned it, Baltimore, at a certain point, you won't outscore teams. I liked Toronto early. I know they got off to a slow start. They seem to have the most balance and most top-to-bottom talent in the East. I'm going B, my Blue Jays.
Staying in the AL East, it's looking like your actual Yankees
where'd that come from?
are going to be sellers at the trade deadline, despite Brian Cashman saying that they won't. Coming up at the end of the month, that's the trade deadline. The bullpen has been the Yankees' only bright spot with the three-headed monster of Betances, Miller, and Chapman. But who's going to go? A, the Yankees should sell all three and take a King's ransom, grabbing up as many prospects as they can to try and reset this old roster. B, Miller is under contract for another two seasons, and Betances still has three arbitration years left, so the Yankees should really only sell Chapman, who is 28 and a dominant closer that any contender will pay a heavy price for. C. Only 1 year ago today, the Yankees were led the AL East, only to go on to watch the Jays run away with it. Cashman and the Yankees will be buyers trying to do the same to the Orioles this year.
I don't imagine they're going to get rid of all three, so I'm ruling out A. I have no, as far as the baseball fan in me, I know Chapman throws hard. He's just a scumbag, and I think Miller is gone. I don't think they'll be buyers, but I really want them to keep Betances because I think he could be at the core of a good bullpen for 5-6 years to come. So I'm going B light.
Almost none of the above, basically. Earlier, I put it out on Twitter, but now I'm going to ask you.
Oh, Lord, buy me a Benz.
Last night, Johnny Cueto became the first Giants starter to have 13 wins by the All-Star break since 1993. That's when I was born. NL manager Terry Collins has said that Cueto will pitch at some point during the game, but has he proven that he's done enough to earn the start? A, yes, he has the most wins at the NL through today, 13. Tied for 7th in strikeouts, 115. 5th in ERA, 247, and even has more complete games than the modern-day Greek god Clayton Kershaw with 4. B. Jake Arrieta has a chance to match and pass Cueto in wins and strikeouts, respectively, but when he pitches Friday, and has a better ERA, but really, do we need another Cubs starter? Let me answer that. It's no. The Cubs, you got Addison Russell. You can't have Arrieta, too. So moving on to C.
Obsessing.
Stop it. Terry Collins manages the Mets, and his best starter in All-Star is Noah Syndergaard. Managers have a tendency to honor their own players in All-Star games, and who wouldn't want to see Thor starting the game throwing 101 to Trout?
I think the best pitcher in baseball as we speak is Johnny Cueto, who should be the National League starter in Tuesday's All-Star game. That would be A.